Grammy Award-winning rockers Evanescence will round out the Popular Artist festivities on Labor Day weekend at Tanglewood with a performance in the Shed. Chevelle will open the Saturday evening performance on September 1st. Co-founder and lead singer of the group, Amy Lee, joins us this morning to discuss the band's Stop in the Berkshires, Life on the Road, and their self-titled third album, which was released last fall. It's a great pleasure to have Amy Lee here on the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us and taking the time out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Has it been a fun summer being out on the road?
It's been good. I guess this tour started, has it been 2 weeks now? I feel like it's been about a week and a half. It's been good. You know, the first week really was getting a lot of kinks out. We had a bus that broke down like 3 times. We had to get rescued by another band. Some of that stuff was going on. We got a good solid bus now that I believe can get us there, and the set's sounding good. And it's really been a blast playing with Chevelle, and another band that's been on a lot of these shows with us is Hailstorm. I'm not sure if they're going to be with us in Lenox or not.
I think Chevelle is going to be with you then, yeah.
Yeah, but Chevelle is amazing too. We're friends with them from a long time ago, so it's really cool to see them again and, you know, of course, hear their music. So, yeah, it's been fun.
When you look at the material, are you, obviously, you're out, you're promoting the new album, which came out in the fall, as I mentioned. And what's interesting to me, and you've said this in other interviews, that this album is self-titled for a reason.
Yes, several. One being, you know, I definitely took a lot of time away. After we did The Open Door, which is our second real album, honestly, I've just been completely focused on Evanescence with my life, like, you know, on a pretty much daily basis since I was a young teen, and wanted a break in a big way, just to sort of find myself again. I'd just gotten married that year, and, you know, we worked on being normal, you know, working on our house, you know, all that stuff, being with family, the things you miss out on when you're living on the road and in the studio, which is really good. I came back to Evanescence actually from a really natural place. Like, I remember at the end of touring The Open Door, you know, I talked with the guys and was like, all right, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if we're going to do this again. I don't know if maybe this has just been awesome and this is the end or what, but let's just all do our own thing for a while and play it by ear. What was cool was I started writing music again because I love music and I'm always kind of playing and writing music. And more that feeling started happening in me. Like, I started listening back to the things that I was writing that were label lists and hearing Evanescence in it, you know, hearing myself as that person for real, you know, coming out from a natural, not forced, organic way. And it made me kind of realize, you know, that I do this and we sound the way we sound because I really do love it. It is who I really am. It's not like a character I created. So a lot of the music ended up really being about, even lyrically, me and my relationship with Evanescence. No other title really felt like it fit as much as the subject of the subject of the subject, which is Evanescence itself.
Because it could just be you, right? It could. I mean, you're writing the music. You're the one singing, the lead singer. It could just be you.
Well, I don't do it all by myself. I've never made an album by myself.
It's, well, of course not.
Big,
no,
project.
Of course not. But you could.
Thank you. I'm not a guitar player. I'm not a good guitar player anyway. I'm always going to need to rely on somebody to, you know, help. You know, make, if we're going to make a heavy Evanescence record, then I'm going to want to put together the best, you know, team for that, which we really have. We have the best lineup that we've had. I could definitely make music by myself, and I do. I write some of the songs on my own, usually the ones that are more ballady, you know, or unusual. And I could see myself doing something solo in the future, but I don't know. I don't have, again, I like to not have a plan, so I'm not really sure when or if that'll be.
But it's fascinating listening to your answer about of how much of this is about identity. Of when you're writing, you hear Evanescence. It's not so much that you're hearing yourself; you're hearing it as a group.
It is an interesting thing. Well, it's more than it's an entity. It's like in the beginning, you know, when you're just making music and you don't know, we were just finding ourselves. By the time we put out Fallen, you know, we were still searching a lot and going, oh, this is what this is like. Maybe this is who we are, you know. And the more you do it, the more you find the things that are experimentation and the things that are really the sound of your band, you know. And I feel like when we made this record, all of us really knew what Evanescence was, what our sound was already. so we could really take it to the next level of Evanescence from there, you know. I don't know, there's something, it's hard to explain, but there's something really cool about that.
In the actual creation of the music and of your writing, because you took that time off, does it come more naturally? Does it come to, I mean, obviously it's always work, but to a point where it seems to flow much better?
I definitely struggle with the whole work versus outlet thing, because for me, the music writing started as not work. It was the opposite. You know, school was work, and writing music was my thing, like, that I really wanted to do, that I would stay up all night doing because I loved it so much and it was so fulfilling. And that's the way I always want it to stay, like that. Sometimes it's hard to remember that when you're out doing the grind, you know. We've been on tour for, I guess, almost a year now on this cycle, and it's always that way. I mean, I'm hoping that maybe for the future there can be a way to balance it a little bit differently. But it's always like all or nothing. It's like you're either in your cave and you're writing and just every night hammering your head, you know, doing the whole outlet thing, or you're on the road, you know, just hammering it out, playing concerts all over the world, like, indefinitely until you are blue in the face and think you're going to, you know, just knock your head against the wall. So it'd be so cool if you could just, like, write music during the week and then play a couple gigs on the weekend and then go home.
Right. Yeah, it would be nice, because I had a stand-up comedian I was talking to on the show not too long ago say that's the great thing about being a comic, is that you're not, it's not like the life of a rock band or a rock star, where you go out on tour for 10 months,
yeah,
and then you come back, and after everybody's heard everything you've done, they expect an album right away.
Immediately.
Of new,
yeah,
material, and you have to go do that.
Right. But the first thing that you really need after all that is just to start over. You have to just restart yourself, you know, and that's why I'm always like, I don't know what we're doing next. I'm open-minded, because I'm not going to know anything about how I feel like about being inspired to make the next thing until I recover, you know, from the last thing that we did. And I think that's good. It is a balance. Sometimes out here it feels a little bit like work, and I hate that. I always got to get back to the place where it feels like a fun, creative, exciting, interesting, inspired place. I think that is always, like, the number one most important thing.
And not to put words in your mouth, but I assume that happens when you're on stage. I mean, getting there and the travel and the broken down bus,
yeah,
sure, that's a pain. But the actual being on stage,
the very, very best part, I mean, as you can imagine, of touring is the performance. Awesome release, you know, the power of a unified body of people, like, everyone feeling the same emotion at the same time and pouring it out. It's great release. I very rarely ever in my life have walked off stage without feeling better. So yeah, for sure.
So many people try to identify your sound and explain your sound. How do you explain it? How do you define it?
I usually just play it for people, so I don't have to. It's pretty hard. I, you know, you don't want to be put in a box and blah, blah, blah. But,
right,
you know, we just have so many influences. I want us to be able to have the freedom to always add some new element to it. We're a rock band. There's influences there that are definitely on the heavy rock side, on even on the metal side a little bit at times, but tastefully. There's pop in there, there's soul, there's even different rappers that we've sat around listening to, getting inspired with beats and low sounds and things like that. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I'm definitely not a genre snob. I listen to a little bit of everything. If it's good, it's good.
And you feel that way about the music you put out, too. You know, if it's good, it's good.
I hope so. You can't really gauge it in terms of, okay, what are people going to like? Is this going to flop?
Right.
Or is this, it's like, forget that. If you really like it and you enjoy listening to it and you put it on because you want to hear it, that's good. That should be your filter. That should be your gauge, because, you know, we're not crazy and we're not all that different. If you like something, chances are somebody else is going to like it, too.
Not to get overly psychological, but when you say that when you're writing songs, you lean toward the ballad, why do you think that's the case?
Well, because I'm a piano player. So, I mean, even when it's a rock song, even when it's a heavy song, I'm usually working on some kind of a stripped-down version when we're writing, because I'm just playing with chord progressions and things at the piano. So when I'm writing, sometimes I'll be, you know, in the studio playing around with beats and writing stuff on top of that. But a lot of other times, just for me, I'll just sit at my piano or my keyboard in my house and just play, you know. And I guess, I don't know, that's just the way it comes out. A lot of times you'll get something really that feels great the way it is, you know, as a piano song, and that's what ends up usually being those very sensitive, very intimate ballads.
Amy Lee and Evanescence will be on stage at the Shed at Tanglewood on Saturday, the 1st of September. You can find out more by going to tanglewood.org. Amy Lee, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for being with us, and have a great time in the Berkshires. We look
Thank
forward to
so
seeing you.
Thank you so much. We can't wait to see you.
Thank you very much. Again, Amy Lee and Evanescence coming to Tanglewood September 1st. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.